We'll be right back. Hello, this is Dave from Epicyclus. I hope you enjoyed listening to the set. I've got a special track to finish with from a new forthcoming album by another of my projects called DOC. That's Disciples of Cyrus. The sounds on this track are entirely from DIY synth and drum modules that I've built. Jason does the rapping, and I, Golden D, do the music. This is exclusive for Electro Music 2010. This is Badass M-Foss.
Spots to induce hearing loss with ears searing, not endearing sounds that push envelopes beyond ordinary bounds. DOC Lounge is where this happens. Golden D makes a noise and I do the rapping. Whapping D, fire up that titan and give these big up rhythms ears a smiting with voltage controlled oscillators and LFOs. The mad sound creator is Golden D, and it's no error, he constructed a technological terror like the Death Star and showed it to Jason. I'm like, that's no moon, it's a base station. The scale will make you pale. Behold, it's big enough to house a family of poles, big enough to make its own gravity with sounds to shake fillings from cavities by pushing waveforms way beyond the norm. This is analog modular synth porn. Lab, Golden D's retiring, perspiring over a hot soldering iron. Never tiring, he continues wiring components till he builds what he's desiring. Scientist, he's mad like Byron, and analog fans are soon admiring the blue-hued hand-built modular synth. But dude, it needs a stronger plinth, cause that worktop will break sooner or later, and there'll be a hole like meteor crater in your front room. If that thing falls over, it'll come down like the twin. The blips it emits will split your house to bits. Outside there are hounds having fits when high frequency sounds are generated. This synth is bound to be venerated.
Soft synth?
Shove that mince at your ass. This old school synth has much more class. It's like a hardcore Commodore 64. Yo D, pour on some more. From outer space in a handcrafted wooden case. The exterior is a work of art, but what's inside sets it apart. Remove a module to look and see, and wires leap out like Superman 3. Wrap you up to make you an audio slave. I think that's what's happened to Dave. That synth has a master plan like Skynet to enslave all man, that's my bet. The tone generator will seek you out, freak you out, your ears will leak goo out. Throughout the night, sine wave Dave don't sleep, he makes bleeps and listens for tuning creep. Working at his fuck up phone exchange, making a range of strange sounds to derange the brains of synthesizer unbelievers. While my lyrics jump off like cold sievers, build it, play it, pick up and eat it. That's DOC style, you can't defeat it. That's it, Golden D. You may indulge yourself. Crazy. A first song was my intention. I was wrong. Golden D's latest invention is this giant here defying drum machine. Ross compliant components have been flying onto PCBs well speedy. One day he might impress Mr. Tweedy. Aye, right. Anyway, no more fuss. Let's bust some sounds from the bass plus plus. That's one module, seven more wait, and D will activate the DS8. Great. That's appetizer for the mega percussive synthesizer. We're not misers, we're loose in one mare, introducing this sign air. D has doubled up on these instruments, so without impediment we can implement mass shipments of beat increments to complement our audio experiments. And even as I sit here writing, D's on the floor building another titan.
Sawtooth LFO going into a voltage controlled switch, which it's then doing three VCOs and then on filters.